going to call the next case, which I apologize, should have done this before. Case number 5.
Does the detective, can you go forward without the detective in your case?
Yeah, she's not involved.
Just checking. Because it's another Stratford case.
For what? Okay.
That's right. I just wanted to make sure. Come on up. I just wanted to make sure you didn't need the detective in your case. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Case 5. Yep.
So you had to say it so that people.
22-822.
Nope.
Yep.
22-822. Right? We're all here on 22-822.
Is that correct? You have a Stratford denial?
Yes.
Okay, sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. Detective Joseph Legan, L-E-G-E-N, Stratford Police Department.
Good afternoon. My name is Attorney Samantha Krentzmer. I represent the appellant.
Can you spell your last name, counsel?
K-R-E-T-Z-M-E-R.
I see the appearance in the file. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Just that the appellant was denied on suitability.
Okay, counsel, opening statement.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank members of the board for this opportunity to represent the appellant. He's here today, 57 years old. He first obtained his permit approximately 38 years ago. Graduated from Stratford High School, currently working at a painter's union, on a sabbatical now due to the work. It's a seasonal thing. He'll be going back to work the end of March. Lived in Stratford for his entire life, owns a home in Stratford, been there for approximately 27 years. There was one arrest where he pled guilty to interfering with a police officer. That was a non-domestic. It does not disqualify him. Was placed on a conditional discharge for 2 years. During that time, there was another arrest. Was entered. It's now turned into a dismissal. That is the opening statement to ask that he be given back his permit.
Thank you, counsel. Detective, you may proceed.
Sure, thank you. The appellant applied with the Stratford Police Department on 11/23/2021 for his pistol permit. That day, he was fingerprinted. The results actually came back very quickly that day from the state and the FBI. Same day, they did show at that point in time that the appellant was arrested by Stratford Police on 2/19/2020 for misuse of 911, false report, and violation of a protective order. It showed up, the charges did show nollied, but they were still under that period where they would still show. There was also another arrest that showed up on the state police records check that came back. The appellant was arrested on 6/4/2019 by Derby Police for reckless endangerment second, breach of peace second, criminal mischief second, threatening second, and arson third. And those charges were also nollied, but they still showed within that time period. The town of Stratford has had numerous contacts with the appellant. Not all of them were bad or his fault or anything like that. On 5/21/2008, the appellant was involved in an assault. I guess he had a friend over, and the friend wanted to borrow money for his drug habit, and he told him no, and I believe the friend stabbed him with a penknife twice, and he punched his friend in the nose. So I guess when police showed up, they found a guy bleeding from his nose. The other gentleman was arrested, the appellant was not. It was more of a self-defense situation there. On 4/5/2009, he was involved in a verbal domestic with his wife. No arrests were made then. On 7/25/2010, there was another verbal domestic with his wife. Again, no arrests. On 2/5/2011, an anonymous witness stated that they saw two males get out of a vehicle and start arguing with the appellant. Witness stated the appellant went into his residence and reappeared with a shotgun. The witness stated he heard two loud bangs, but did not see the appellant fire a weapon. Police spoke with the appellant, and he stated he was at a bar, had an argument with two gentlemen. They followed him home. He admitted to having a baseball bat in his possession, but he said he never fired a weapon. Officers went into his house. He allowed them in. They checked. They even sniffed some of the firearms. They didn't see any that appeared to be recently fired. From what they did, there was no search warrant done at that time or anything. And this one here, the appellant included as one of the reasons. He did have a pistol permit that was revoked, and one of the reasons on there he put was an arrest from 1-10 of 2015. It was a bar in town. There was an argument, I guess, where he said, "I'll take your gun, his gun, and shoot your mom." They said he was drinking. They smelled alcoholic beverage on his breath. He was arrested for breach of peace, second, and illegal possession of a high-capacity magazine, threatening second. Those charges were dismissed, but that was part of the reason for his revocation. On 3-6-2019, the appellant was involved in another domestic with his wife. The wife originally stated that he hit her, but she said the applicant followed her around the house, went upstairs. He went to close the door, and his hand slipped and lightly hit her on the left side of the head. There was no injuries visible, and no arrests were made on that one. And this is the arrest that there still is the interfering charge that is still on his record. So on 2-19-2020, the appellant was involved with a disturbance with a woman. Protective order was in place. There was a full no contact protective order. The appellant stated and claimed that the woman stabbed him with like a key knife of some sort. Investigation followed. They were able to obtain video. They were supposed to be exchanging the key, and allegedly the woman pulled in his driveway. You could hear arguing about the key. She backed out, went across the street, and then he said, yelling, "Don't leave, don't leave." So she walked back to his driveway, handed him the key, walked away without incident. So the police determined on that case there that he was not being truthful. He was arrested for violation of a protective order, false reporting an incident, misuse of 911 call, interfering with an officer. 8-7-2020, the appellant was involved in another domestic disturbance with his wife. Wife stated the appellant was intoxicated and urinated in the bed. When she confronted him about urinating in the bed, a verbal argument occurred. When the police got there, he was slurring his words and losing balance, but they agreed he'd just go and sleep it off. So again, no arrests were made on that one. And then one of the other ones that the applicant included in his reason for denials was an arrest in Derby. On June 4th, 2019, he was involved in an argument with a woman that he had a relationship with for approximately 2 years. They decided to part ways. Allegedly, the appellant put a fountain-style firework on the trunk of the car, causing damage to it after he lit it. Called her on her phone, and it said this time it was just a firework, next time it'll be a real bomb. And he was arrested. That was the one where he was arrested for reckless endangerment, second, breach of peace, second, criminal mischief, threatening second, and arson third. That was the one of the two original ones that popped up that was a nolly on his SPBI that came back. And I believe that's it for incidents that I have documented.
Ross?
Thank you. Detective, all of those nollies that you mentioned, isn't it fair to say that they've all turned into dismissals as you sit here today?
Correct. The nollies, yes, I believe they have turned into dismissals.
So at the time when he had applied,
yeah, counsel, can you speak up?
Sorry.
Yeah.
At the time, you're mentioning at the time they were nolly, but if you were to run the check now, how would it come up?
If you run the check now, they would not appear on there. It was during that gap of time where a nolly would still show on his criminal record, which it did.
And is it fair to say, Detective, that you take domestic violence you don't take it lightly, correct?
I don't, and absolutely the state dictates that we don't, yes.
And all of the incidents that the appellant was... that you were summoned to the home on alleged domestic violence, there was never once an arrest made, correct?
The ones that we went to, no, and I believe I stated after each one that there was not an arrest made.
No further questions.
Board have questions about the detective?
Colonel.
Yes, which incident caused the revocation of the appellant's initial, previous pistol permit?
There was a couple. I believe it was, he listed three different arrests. I was only able to find one.
I'm just wondering if you knew. So on his...
To be honest, I can't answer for certain on that.
Okay, I'm just saying...
Maybe he could.
Because he listed three?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I don't know if you don't have the information, you didn't obtain the information from SLFU on it?
No.
Okay. And the two incidents that you discussed, they were available for you, it's when he applied for the application.
Yeah, absolutely. The state provided those back based off of his fingerprints.
That's all I have.
Other questions? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses, Detective?
I do.
Okay, Counsel, you may proceed with your case.
I'd like to call upon the appellant, please. Sir, I'm taking you back to that case that the detective mentioned. It was a complainant out of Derby. Do you know who that person is?
Yes.
Do you have any contact now with that person?
Can both of you speak up?
You have both of
them. No. I do not have any contact with her.
And the detective mentioned that on a previous occasion you had been drinking. Is that correct?
Yes.
When was the last time you had a drink?
Over a year ago.
So are you not drinking anymore?
No, ma'am.
And how do you feel?
Perfect. Feel better. Much better.
Thank you. No further questions.
Board have questions? I'm sorry. Wow. Not doing well today. Detective, do you have questions of the appellant?
I suppose just one. Have you ever attended any classes or programs for any alcohol abuse or anything like that, AA or anything?
No.
No? You've just been able to just do it on your own?
Yes, yes.
Good for you. Good for you. That's all I have.
Board up questions. Colonel.
On your application, you list three incidents that you said resulted in the revocation of your pistol permit.
Yes, sir.
How many times has your permit been revoked?
I believe, I'm trying to remember, I think twice.
So you've had a permit twice before? You had a permit, it was reinstated. You had a permit, it was revoked.
Right.
The first time. What was the basis of that revocation?
The first time, well, the officer mentioned that was outside the bar. A woman heard me talking on my cell phone, and I was talking to my brother, and she called the Stratford Police Department. They came there, and she stated that she heard me threatening somebody over a phone. I was talking to my brother. I think I was telling the end of a movie or something, and I was arrested that day, and I did have my firearm on me. And I said, why am I being arrested? And they stated that a woman called and said that I was threatening somebody on my cell phone, which I don't know how she knew what I was talking about, but I was arrested that day and they revocated it then.
And then it was subsequently reinstated?
Yes, and then reinstated again.
And then it was revoked again?
Yes, for the last one was this case.
The violation of protective order?
Yes, yes. I was home that day and the woman came to my house unannounced. We had an argument. I handed her a key and she hit me with the key because we had an argument. And I had a small, and I got mad and I called the police. And they revocated it for that.
The incident at the bar, was that 2015?
I believe so, yes.
What happened in June of 2019? You put that down on your application.
I don't even recall that one.
You wrote denial or suspension of revocation 6/14/2019.
I don't believe, I don't remember that one.
I'm just saying, this is information you provided.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
So could that have been, it said date of arrest 6/4/19, date of disposition 4/9/21. That was you wrote that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
What was that
about? I'm trying to remember what that was for. I don't recall.
In 2019, were you arrested in 2019?
I don't recall that either. I don't recall being arrested in 2019.
Oh, the Derby case.
Yeah. Oh, in Derby, that's right. I had the firework. It was a firework I bought at the Wawa's at a local convenience store. That's what the woman was. We had a party. It was a, and I put it, and her husband was with me, and I lit it. We thought it would be funny. She called the police, and I got arrested for it.
And they revoked your permit that time, too?
Yeah.
And they reinstated it again?
Yeah.
So your permit's been revoked 3 times?
Yes.
That's...
Other questions, Chief?
Tell us about the drinking. When did you start drinking?
As a child, a kid, you know, 18, 19, when we were in high school and stuff, and I noticed that I was having a problem, but I didn't catch it, and I recently quit cold turkey. I feel tons...
Someone asked you if you had treatment, and you said no.
No, no treatment, no.
Treatment, AA, anything like that?
I realized I was having a problem, I quit cold turkey.
I know you were asked, but you were not precise. When was the last time you had anything to drink?
Oh, over a year ago.
Most alcoholics can say exactly when, say over a year.
Well, I...
Was it in 2020?
May 1st I quit of last year.
So that's not over a year?
Well, almost.
We're not dealing in almost here.
Right, yeah, I know.
That's an exaggeration.
Right, well, that's the last time I had a drink.
May 1st, okay. When was the last time you were drunk?
May 1st.
How many times a week were you getting drunk at that?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
And your testimony is that a lifetime of drinking, at least relatively recently, drinking every single day to get drunk. It's been less than a year since you quit.
Right.
Can you speak up when you answer?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And your permit had been revoked 3 prior times. Were all of those involving alcohol?
No. Just the one at the bar that day, but I didn't even get into the bar
that day.
No,
the one at the bar. How about the one with the fireworks?
The firework, it was a barbecue, right, and me and her husband thought, right, she had her husband, I think, arrested that day.
So all of the revocations involving alcohol?
Yeah, right, right, bad judgment.
And I know everyone on the board's thinking, how could we assume that you will not be revoked a 4th time if you got your permit when it's been less than a year since you asked me?
I realized that I made a mistake. I realized that my drinking was a problem. And that's why I quit cold turkey.
Have you quit before?
No.
You've never stopped for a few months, a year, or tried to quit?
And I realized that that's what my problem was. And I refused to touch it again.
Certainly it sounds like that.
Since every time
you've been in trouble, it's been related to...
Yeah, I'll never go back to it again.
Thanks.
Other questions? The 2019 firework, the detective testified... Somebody else said, you said next time it will be a real bomb. Do you
never, no, they misquoted that. Never did I say that.
Did you say anything about a bomb?
No, and she went down the next day because she felt bad. She's a friend of the family and tried dropping the charges and they couldn't. It was through the state already. She realized it. And she, her husband too, that was with me. It was, you know, all out of fun, but that's what happened.
Did the car get damaged?
No. It was a fountain that you buy at the local 7-Eleven.
Any follow-up questions,
based on? I don't have any. From the incident at the bar in 2015, did you have your firearm on you that
day? Yeah, I did.
And was alcohol, were you drinking?
I didn't get into the bar yet. We were outside, I was on the phone, and the lady was walking into the sandwich shop.
Were you under the influence at all?
No.
I think you just told me you in 2015 you were drinking.
Well, I was, but I didn't get into the bar at that time. I was on the cell phone, and the lady heard me talking to my brother.
Yeah, were you charged with possession of a firearm under the influence?
No, not at all.
You didn't get into the bar, but had you been drinking before?
No, we didn't even get in there yet.
That would make more sense,
right?
As far as the revocation.
Right.
It's tough because the report, you know, with the charge and everything, but in the report, the officer does say he was swaying and slurring his words. When they did talk to him, so I don't. If he didn't make it into the bar, I don't know, if he was drinking somewhere else. Possibly, if so, according to the officer.
I wasn't. They would have charged me with alcohol that day. I wasn't, not at all. I never made it in there.
Does anybody have any questions?
I just have a question. How do you feel now that you're?
I feel stupendous. I feel better. I work out every day. I work every day. And I'll never go back to it again.
Thank you. Counsel, do you have other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Okay. I'd like to make a closing statement.
I'd just like to thank every member of the board for taking the time to be here and giving us this opportunity.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would, thank you. So the appellant admitted, I mean, and he's, I hope that he is sober, and I commend him for that, but it's a long time being a teenager until, you know, in your 50s of having alcohol trouble, which is a real thing to struggle with, for sure. I think, and then without the presence of any kind of programs or anything, and it is tough to do on your own, I'm sure. The department would feel better that not a year has even gone by since he stopped drinking. Maybe more time would go by just to verify, you know, that he is staying on that path.
It's a bit more that he would be willing to do a program if you would like to.
Brief factual.
This is a denial by the Stratford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's history of police contacts, arrests with convictions, and revocations due to the interactions with police. The appellant has several complaints from Stratford Police Department regarding domestic violence, none of which resulted in an arrest. He had a permit revoked 3 different times for various arrests. Seems like all of them involving alcohol. And he has, and almost to the date or very close to it of when he applied, it appears, about 4 or 5 months he had been just convicted of 9/11 false reporting, interfering with a police investigation, false report for the police. So, yes. So the appellant does admit to having alcohol issues, but stated he has been sober without a drink for over a year now.
Since May 1st. May 1st of 2020.
Oh.
Comments by the board?
That's just the. You know, we've seen appellants in which they had a revocation and they get another chance and we don't see them back. And 3 revocations, and it appears at least 2 out of the 3, if not all 3, involved alcohol at one time or another. And you had only 8 months without, you know, having alcohol, no program to support, a little concerning at this time.
Other comments? Seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.